producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can call in about any topic that happens to be on your mind. Yes, we are live. It is, you know, when you look in the world of radio land, there isn't much live on the evenings. The big radio syndicates have found it's just not particularly profitable. And I would agree with them. However, Free Talk Live has a commitment to bringing you live content, not just 7 nights a week, but 365 days a year. We're here on Christmas, Thanksgiving, you name the holiday, and we're here on Free Talk Live. So you can call in and talk about whatever it is you choose to. It's Mark here this evening.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
We have kicked Ian out. No, he's off to he's taking the evening off. And he can do that.
Yep. I'm trying to convince him to wear, what do you call it, electronica? The glowing lights and the whistles.
I have no idea what that is. Yeah,
no. I think it's a southern term for when people, what they wear to a rave.
I know very little about raves. To me, a rave is just a party whatever.
I think I've been to one rave in the 90s, and back then it was totally underground. You would never know where it was until the last second. Somebody that knew a guy.
Yeah.
It was like going to a gay club in the 50s. You had to go a street behind. I said too much.
Indeed. I have been to one event like what you're talking about, and it was sort of underground, and it was up in Toronto, actually. Quite a fun thing to do. But ultimately, I don't know that much about it. I did see one time I saw some ravers dancing to Thomas the Tank Engine. I thought that was just awesome. Really great to see.
Is that what happened?
Indeed. But I got a story here. Apparently, it's happening again. This happens, call it yearly, maybe a little less than yearly, somebody gets bent out of shape about what folks are wearing. And some city council or town council or fathers or aldermen or whatever they might be in your particular area decides, we just can't have people wearing those things. And those things tend to be certain types of bathing suits, gals showing too much, and
the Daisy Dukes, I remember that.
Fellas with pants that don't have belts in them, right?
That's
the kind of pants that hang around your fanny or lower. I mean, I've seen people wearing them just the low as they could possibly be. And this is not a fashion choice that I consider either to be aesthetically pleasing, nor is it one that I consider to be particularly practical. If you wish to run, you may not,
no.
Right? If you wish to kick, you may not. If you have to step up onto something, you can't. I don't consider this to be particularly a good idea.
I think the idea was the style was supposed to be about growing up poor and getting hand-me-downs.
I think that's what it was about, too.
It was like, you wear baggy pants to show that you always had hand-me-downs and
maybe
clothes didn't fit.
I would assume that's
where it started.
They're wearing them because that's all they had was hand-me-downs and that sort of thing. And this is a fashion that is not new by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I think it was even around when I was in high school for a short time.
I couldn't tell you. When were you in high school?
Coming back. 80s?
Yeah, in the 80s. I can tell you that it was a fashion in the late 80s.
Yeah, late 80s is what I'm talking about.
So I don't know when it started. If you believe the story about prison punks, you're wrong.
What was this? What's that urban myth?
It's some kind of advertisement for, in prison that people would pull their pants down in order to advertise what it is that they wish to sell.
And that's what they think? I thought it was some sort of hand-me-down
thing. No, it's a hand-me-down thing.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I've looked into this. I have more experience than most. I actually spent time in prison in the 1980s and 90s, and I can tell you that, I know that this culture a little better than most, and no, that's not what it is.
Is the whole someone leading someone else around by the pocket a real thing? Have you ever seen that where, you show someone that you're their bee by holding their pocket and they lead you around? Or is that, urban myth?
That may or may not be true in one particular place or one particular region. It wasn't true where I was.
So how do you show someone in prison that you own them?
That wasn't done that much. That would have been,
So that's like TV lore.
Yeah, it's kind of looked down upon. Homosexual relationships, when I was in prison, was like, oh, They're doing that, are they?
So you really didn't see that much in prison. It's not like TV.
You know what happened? You knew people were there that were certainly out in the open about it, but it was relatively uncommon. I mean, I would have it's something that people talked about, and they didn't talk particularly nicely about it when they did. And, you know, I spent 8.5 years in prison, and I never had a homosexual relationship. So, you can avoid this if you wanted to.
Right on.
So there you go. Going back to the story here from rawstory.com, a small Alabama town is about to turn their cops into fashion police by passing an ordinance banning saggy pants and too short shorts that expose too much butt, or to city residents, according to the Alex City Outlook. We have people walking down the street with their hand in front of them holding up their pants, Dadeville City Councilman Frank Goodman said. And I'm going to say this in defense of Frank here is if you gave these folks a belt, they wouldn't use it.
Probably not. Right? No. Well, I think the point is they like to show off the boxers they're wearing, too.
I'm not sure.
They always have a fancy set of boxers on.
I am completely unqualified to make statements about fashion. I can give my personal opinion. My personal opinion is pull your pants up, son. You're never going to be able to get a job that way.
I got to interrupt and take this sideways. What was the worst fashion train you got on?
Oh, me?
Yeah, personally.
Oh, God. I've got some terrible things that I did.
What did you do
in the 1980s?
Yeah, bring it
right?
out.
I was in high school in the 1980s. I was wearing bright fluorescent colors, shirts that buttoned up all the way to the top button without a tie on.
Parachute pants?
Oh, yeah, parachute pants. I had zippers everywhere. I had shaved my head sort of around around the top into this. I'm not going to call it a mohawk, but just sort of the top of the hair was there, and the sides and the back were shaved. I had it dyed bleach white. It looked like a piece of popcorn had landed on the top of my head. And, you know, I
think one time I wore a tuxedo top with camouflage pants bottom and boots. Right.
And
did
this stop you from getting female attention?
No, not really.
Right. This is the problem, right? Is that you have to stand out in a crowd.
Yeah.
And this is why.
Chicks, I don't know. I mean, but the women were wearing just as stupid stuff as we were. I mean, what is that look they did in the 80s with you'd wear a full body leotard and you'd wear a belt? Like you needed a belt.
I don't know.
Like those pants, you really need a belt of skin tight leotard.
Again, I'm completely unqualified. I'm only a male, and all I can do is, like, you know, we're going down to the base lizard brain here. I'm just checking out their qualifications from an evolutionary standpoint.
Oh,
it doesn't matter to me what they're particularly wearing. So
I miss the 80s.
Yeah, I don't have any room to talk about what young people wear, because I certainly, as a young person, wore some things that I look back on now, and you know, maybe not. I do miss those Javad jeans that I had. They were really like they were really balloony.
Like MC Hammer pants. Sort
they
of?
Weren't like that. They actually ballooned all the way down to the bottom, as opposed to giving.
I remember those.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that they.
I remember. All right, now the early 90s also had some pretty bad fashion. I wore the ripped jeans, and I even for a short time grew a rat tail.
Oh, I had a rat tail.
Yeah,
I had that in the 80s. In the 90s, I spent a great deal of time wearing all blue uniforms with a white stripe down the side, and I wore it every day. I really didn't want to, but they would have given me a disciplinary report and kept me in prison if I hadn't. So there you go. Your thoughts on fashion, but I'm going to go on.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's important. We need to know what Mark used to wear.
855-450-3733. Frank Goodman, city councilman in Dadeville, says, then they have the nerve to walk into places of business and ask for a job. Now, if somebody doesn't get a job, Frank, it's none of your business. If you come to my house and you're going to pull them up before you're on my property, much less my door, I prayed about this. I know that God would not go around with his pants down. So I don't know what Frank's a mess.
I'm not.
As far as I'm concerned.
Apparently, Jesus didn't even wear pants, did he?
Not in the pictures. I don't know.
Well,
we have
course,
no clue
yeah.
what
we
Jesus
don't know,
wore.
Because Jesus, yeah, right, was even white.
Dubs a thank you. Jesus was a Sephardic Jew, is what he was.
That's right. I don't think he looked like that carpenter.
Dub the saggy pants ordinance, city council member Stephanie Kelly opted to include women who wear too short dresses or booty shorts. My concern is that it should be for for everybody, Kelly said at Tuesday's city council meeting. I think for the girls with these shorts up so high, looking like undergarments and dresses so short, I don't want us to be showing favoritism. So there you go. The fashion police are live and well. And this is around the United States. This isn't just in Dadeville, Alabama. This is happening all the time. We read these stories. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time, and it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to DINOVITE.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back under her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. What we were been talking about, however, this story coming out of Alabama, and I've seen these all over, from the boardwalk in New Jersey, down south, up north, the issue of baggy pants and gals showing a little too much. And the towns just can't handle it. They just can't handle it. I know in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from, they had to ban, they felt like they had to ban thong bikinis. What's the big deal? So what? It's just not something that I think needs to be done necessarily. But the folks here in Alabama and Dadeville City, apparently, it felt like that's what they had to do. It's about respect, Frank Goodman explained, who's one of the city councilors. Who's going to respect you if you don't respect yourself? That's not your job.
Yep. And there's a difference between, like, if this was a private beach or a private place where you got to set the rules and you said, you know, nobody coming in can wear baggy pants or nobody can come on my beach that has thongs. Fine, if it's a private thing. But once it's forced by government money out of your pocket, it's a taxpayer issue. You don't have any legs to stand on, man.
Right.
You gotta take everybody through because you're taking their money.
For me, that's the issue. So let's say it's a park or a beach. A beach is a park. It's a park that has water that washes up on the side of it. If you're talking about the beach and I am a taxpayer in your town, or you tax people generally in your town to pay for this particular park, then you basically have to let everybody come. It is no longer a private situation. I would say that you could exclude people based on where they live and say only people who live in this town can come.
Right, who pay for it.
And then people are always going to take it back to, what if folks want to get naked? Well, that's really the problem with public spaces. What makes you think I've got to pay for your public space? What if I don't want to? What if I'm on the other side of town and I never use it? I mean, this is, honestly, this is the same as school. My son is homeschooled, and in my town, basically 75% of the taxes that they levy on my property are going to the school. A school he doesn't attend, a school that he will never attend if I have anything to do about it, and it's going to educate other people's kids. Now, we know money's fungible. I could spend more money on his education, I suppose, if I had that $2,500 or whatever it is to spend on him. But they take it, and they give it to other people's kids.
Yeah.
Now, that's what's wrong with this situation. You're taking people's money, and you're making them pay. You're making them pay for it, and then they can't wear what they want to wear. And I need to have the right to go on my property and wear saggy pants if that's what I want to do. And if you're taking my money to fund your public land, then it's my property too. That's what they say. They say it's
right.
Everybody's.
It's everybody's property, which means everybody gets to do what they want with that property. But we all know that's not true. I mean, I remember years ago,
that's absolutely not true. Yeah.
Yeah, that they were trying to do some activism here to point it out, that there was this one guy that went into town and decided, you know, if I got to pay taxes, I'm going to make this part a garden. Remember Anarcho Jesse, how he went out and he gardened?
Yeah, there's
and it was a, I think it was a good activism to point out the irony that, yeah, you they say it's all lip service that you own it too, but then when you try to do something or improve the land, you don't own it. The cops come and arrest you.
It's interesting, right? So what happened in that particular circumstance, it's a town square, and he was saying that he was going to use the land that has grass on it to grow some crops. Obviously, it was staged public civil disobedience, but it's interesting because this isn't new. And during the English Revolution, we're talking the 1640s and 50s here, there was a movement of people called the Diggers, and there was all kinds of movements going on at the time. Remember, King James's Bible had come out in 1611, and people were just getting, oh, wow, we don't have to have information handed down to us anymore. So there was an explosion in thought. And the English Revolution is a revolution in thought in many ways. And the Diggers said, we're sick and tired of these nobles taking up all this land while we're out here, you know, just barely subsisting. We want to be able to grow food on this land, because land didn't really change hands. People rented from the nobles, and it was all very controlled. You had to know somebody in order to be able to be an owner.
You had to give away most of the food you grew.
Depending on the time in history, I couldn't tell you what was going on specifically during the English Revolution. I can tell you that we had a deposed king at that point, and the Lord Protector Cromwell was in power. So, you know, the idea of going on public land and using it for your own particular uses, this isn't new, and that often appeals to the conservatives. The reason I mention these things is conservatives want a historical connection to stories, and many people wouldn't say that nobles keeping land away from the peasants was acceptable. But what's the difference? What's the difference between your town council? Aren't these people effectively our nobles? Yeah, you can vote them out, but don't act like you have a lot of control in that particular area. When was the last time your vote was the one deciding vote in an election?
Yeah,
and if it wasn't, your vote didn't matter. It counted, but it didn't matter.
It makes me wonder, is there any place in this country where you do not have to pay taxes to, well, let's say property taxes, or to a school if you don't have kids? Or is there anywhere that, like, gives you a voucher if you want to homeschool? Or for me, that I'll never have kids. Why am I paying this?
I don't know the answer to that.
I doubt that they let anyone do that. I can't think of one place. If you're a caller and you know, please tell me, because I would love to learn.
855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. There are a lot of things coming out that make us more free in the area of education. Different states are different on this, but the old model, the public school model, is a crappy one. It is terrible, and it just infuriates me. Mostly that's what we've got going on here in New Hampshire, but different places are different. A lot of charter schools are coming out. People are getting vouchers for attending homeschool and those kind of things. So it is happening. It's just happening slowly, and the system's loath to change.
I always thought, I don't really have any desire to run for office, but I hope that I could find someone here in New Hampshire just to stick it on a bill to start the conversation of, okay, we think that only people with kids have to pay property taxes. If you send your kid to school, you have to pay property taxes. No one else does. Like, to propose a bill along those means just to see all the backpedaling, and I think it would be a really interesting experiment.
A lot of people will say that you have to pay because, don't you want intelligent people in your community? Well, that's to suggest
the fallacy that school makes you intelligent.
Right. Well, you see, a fallacy that that they're forcing. Monopolies tend to provide bad customer service and provide it at very high prices. This is really true when it comes to public schools. The public school system produces 20% of its graduates. Graduates, not the dropouts, the graduates who are functionally illiterate. You don't think we can do better than that by simply not paying for public school at all?
Yeah. If
you just let people pay tuition for their kids to go to school, you're going to get better education. 855-450-3733.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on this live edition of Free Talk Live, live this weekend. You know, you don't get a lot of live radio on the weekends in America. Free Talk Live, we want to make sure that you do. So you can call us at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a saggy pants ban there in Alabama. We've also talked about Nick Diaz, who is a UFC fighter, being banned for marijuana smoking. Apparently, many of the presidential candidates have also smoked marijuana. I'm just talking about a variety of things this evening. It's Mark with you.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
I'm going to Las Vegas, Taryn.
When?
The October the 29th and 30th. It's the first time that Free Talk Live's ever been done live from Las Vegas.
Wow.
And we're excited. So I'm going to go out there. I'm going to do the show live. It's from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. And there's going to be all kinds of big names there speaking. Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Trace Mayer, Joseph Von Perling, Bitcoin Bell will be there, Stephen Michaels, Tone Vase. It's going to be a big deal, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Happening at the D Hotel in Las Vegas. where you can use Bitcoin to pay for your room and that kind of thing.
Wow.
You can't gamble, as I understand it, but I'm gonna figure that all that out.
I'm sure they have a way around that.
Yeah. You can gamble.
You can gamble.
You can gamble.
It's online.
Believe me, you can gamble, but yeah. So that's bitcoininvestor.com. Come out and hang out with me and do while I do the show.
I have never been to a Bitcoin conference. What do they do and talk about? Like, what would the people be that don't know this world?
Different businesses are trotted out and different ideas as far as how to use the blockchain, different ways to invest your Bitcoins and make money, telling people about, Bitcoins generally, all kinds of different
It's
items.
Mainly also a lot of vendors with the newest stuff as far as the mining equipment.
Yeah, mining equipment's definitely big there. So bitcoininvestor.com, come out and hang out. Let's go to Jay calling in from Keensburg, Colorado. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Jay, can you hear me now?
Jay?
I don't know what's going on there. Put Jay back
right,
on hold.
Put him on hold, I guess.
Yeah. You never know with the phone lines. It can always be a variety of things. So, talking about the fashion police here and in public spaces, it sort of took me back to when I got kicked out of school for wearing – this was in Florida. You'd think in Florida you could wear short pants to school.
You got kicked out for shorts?
Yeah, so the shorts, pants have to go below your knee was the rule.
Is this a Catholic school?
No, this was a public school, public high school. Bradenton, Florida. And the pants did go below my knees, but only barely below my knees. So what they used as their thing is that when I sit, the bottoms of my knees were viewable, so therefore it wasn't acceptable.
Wow, really? They cared about that back then?
That was the rule. And remember, this was a nice pair of pants. This was a nice shirt. This wasn't me, running around and, cutoffs or something like that. And I got sent home.
Well, we're pretty broke as a family, and I got a lot of hand-me-downs, and we never threw out jeans. Like, as soon as the knees wore out, you just cut them off and made them shorts. And some of those were kind of short. Like, and you know what? The hypocrisy that got me, if you grew up in the 70s and 80s, and even part of the 90s, gym shorts used to go all the way up your thigh.
You remember
those little polyester
things? That
they exposed some manly parts. They're pretty. They hugged them well.
Yeah, that was. That was the thing you wore in gym class.
That
those little
was
blue,
really, really revealing and unflattering. And that was. You'd get in trouble for not wearing that. The hypocrisy of you have to have jeans that go under your knees, and then you go to running. And I don't know if you remember like if you look back in the 80s, they had the white tube socks that would go all the way up the calves.
With the colors.
With the stripes.
Yep.
And then the shorts were they had like piping that, and they were cut on the side. So it really did show all the way up the thigh. Like if you look at pictures of Bruce Jenner in the Olympics, you'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, these things were so revealing, and
you'd only see an outfit like that in porn now.
Absolutely, gay porn.
Right, straight porn too. The girls, right. The girls are wearing things like that.
Oh well, okay. I meant those.
But that was just a normal thing to do kids at the time, and I never thought the first thing about it.
Humiliating.
Let's give Jay another try here in Keensburg, Colorado. Jay, can you hear me now?
I can't hear you. Sorry, I had to take a call.
Go ahead. Hey.
Anyways, you guys are talking about people not paying a school portion of the property tax.
Yeah, I don't know how you get out of it, but tell me about that.
I would love to hear.
I had a call about 3 days ago from an Amish friend. He lives in Palatine Bridge, New York, which is Montgomery County.
Okay.
I think it's Montgomery County. Anyways, he calls me up and he says, well, I'm trying to get my rebate on my school tax and they're giving me some trouble, he says. And I said, well, what do you mean rebate and school tax? He goes, well, because I'm Amish and I don't
really
use their schools, they give me a 90% rebate on the school tax portion.
Huh.
And he said, they call it some kind of STAR program. I said, oh, I didn't know that. That's cool. So, but he said, this year, when he went down to the clerk's office to fill out the application, I fill it out every year, there was a spot for a Social Security number, and he just didn't put it.
And he doesn't have one, right?
Right, he doesn't have one. So they sent him a letter saying that with the application saying you need to put your Social Security number in the application or we will not be able to process it.
Oh, that's a dirty trick, man.
Right. So he called me up because I hire his boys to help me load hay quite often, and I chat with them a lot about this liberty things and stuff like that. And they just want to be left alone. They're more voluntarious, the Amish community, than anything. And if you're Amish and you live in New York and you can provide a Social Security number, the county will give you back 90% of the school tax.
How do you prove you're Amish?
I can tell you that the Amish folks do have a pretty good lobby. One of my best friends in the world is Old Order Amish. Now, he left the community, but he knows a great deal about them. And, yeah, there's the Amish have a lobby. Now, there aren't Amish people that go and lobby. They hire lobby firms, but they understand that, they're not interested in your Social Security. They're not interested in your public schools. They're not interested in a lot. These are bootstrapped Americans. Sadly, they're not listening to me right now because at least they're not doing it right if they are, because they're not, they don't use radios or television or anything like that. And but regardless of that, these are folks that pay their own way. And nobody seems to have a problem with them. Nobody says, "Oh, those Amish people not giving us money for the school teachers union."
But why can't? I mean, the same aspect. If one religion can do it, how come every other religion?
Right,
can?
I'm Quaker.
How come
why
you
can't I
do it? And I think that's a good legitimate question. Is maybe if you made it into a religious issue, you could push this. It's already got standing.
I want to see homeschoolers try this upstate New York. I want to see them do it everywhere. Actually. But if they're letting the Amish do it, I think they'd have to let the homeschoolers do it. That's basically what the Amish are doing, is they're homeschooling.
Yeah, they.
I mean, it's not standing.
Collectives, even if they,
just
got to
find
what they're doing,
some representatives to do it. That I think where the Amish have a stronger lick is once you tie religion to it, it muddies the water and people are scared to take that on. Politicians don't want to be the guy labeled going after the Amish. Who
right.
had this profession,
and
but they don't care about attacking the homeschool.
The Amish have huge social capital, right? Like there's, you almost never hear. I've heard one negative thing one time out of one person's mouth regarding the Amish and what he was mad at. He was a cabinet maker, and he was mad that the Amish basically take all his business because they mass produce at lower prices. Now, I don't know how they do it or why they do it or any of those things, but that was the one thing, one time I've ever heard. And it's still a, person who wishes price control, so I wouldn't even call
right.
it.
And I do know that there are some counties, I think when I was in West Virginia, once you're over 65, you get your money back. That once you hit a certain age, that you can file and you don't have a property
tax anymore. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, once you get old enough.
When they move down to Florida, they just vote for lower taxes.
Well, they bribe the seniors to vote.
The schools stink. 855-450-FREE. Jay, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Talking about saggy pants being banned in, is it Daneville? Daneville, Alabama. And this happens all over the United States. It's just the most recent of the stories. If you think that it's a good idea to fine young people for the clothes they wear, because this is how these laws never go after old people. They're always aimed at young people.
I'm curious because I've seen some older folks make some terrible fashion decisions, right, and you never hear about them getting in trouble.
There's never a law that says that you can't wear salmon polyester slacks up to your above your navel, right? No one ever says that.
Socks and sandals. Socks and sandals, that's the big one. Because, you know, you get bad circulation when you get older, so they all have cold feet.
Well, sometimes I just slide sandals on. I happen to have socks on, but I never leave my property.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Something that might change your life, though, if you've got a driver's license, because you don't have to be from a place to necessarily have a driver's license from one of those places, from New York, Louisiana, Minnesota, New Hampshire, or the ubiquitous American Samoa, then you may not be, driver's license may not be enough to get you onto a domestic commercial flight.
What?
Generally,
in New Hampshire?
We have New Hampshire opted out of Real ID back in 2006.
So they're punishing the states that didn't play along with the Real ID.
They may be. They're still just ruffling.
I think that's going to be a tough one to push.
Yeah, I think it is too. But it does. You ought to know this.
Yeah.
If you're from one of these states, and you've got a driver's license in one of these states, you know, Arizona has a driver's license. If you get it at 18, you don't need to renew that thing until 65, until you're 65 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay, you don't have to deal with that.
What's the point of renewing a license if you don't have some kind of thing, going against you, right? I mean, I haven't.
Just to change the picture, I guess, to make it more current looking.
Yeah, I can't even remember doing eyesight tests or anything like that.
Yeah, the eyesight.
It seems
with my girlfriend to get a license yesterday. She finally changed over her
Did
license.
Did she have to take tests?
And now she transferred from Minnesota to here, and all she had to do was the eye test.
Okay. But so now, maybe they're checking the eye test.
Yeah. And
that makes more sense than most of the government programs I've ever heard about.
Well, if you let the license expire, then you got to put up with all the BS and take the driving and the written test again and all that. But if you haven't expired, you're just changing it out, then you're good to go.
Well, I think that the written test and the driving test are best explained away by drivers under the age of 18. They can pass. They're the ones who most recently passed these tests, and they're the ones who get in the most accidents.
Fair enough. Yeah, the highest insurance rates.
They don't particularly make you good or bad at driving. Frankly, I took driver's ed at 16 years old, and the teacher gave me, my mother decided she wasn't going to teach me to drive because there's driver's ed. You'll go there and you'll learn. Now, she didn't know, I didn't know, but they were going to grade me based on how well I drove. So I got a B in the class. Everybody else got A's in my car. Everybody else got an A because I really didn't know how to drive. I had not yet learned. I was going to driver's education class in the summer to learn how to drive. And for some reason, and this is summer school, so we're doing it all day, and it's basically for 4 days. 4 days is all that I got my driver's education for in the driving portion. And, yeah, I didn't improve a lot in those 4 days because I didn't really know how to drive. So, it's just these tests that they give not particularly effective in making sure somebody can drive or not. I get the vision test.
Yeah, the vision I agree with. And then, this is a weird thing, too, because I came to New Hampshire and they make you do car inspections every year to make sure your car is not a death trap. And there's a lot of states that don't do that.
Yeah,
I haven't had to do that in a long time.
In Florida, they don't have inspections. You think that the highways would be littered with broken cars, but they're not.
Well, if I remember, it was such a racket.
They're make-work programs for mechanics.
Yeah, they're the ones that voted in for, safety reasons, and then the state gets a little cut, of each of these tests. And it's just another revenue source. And it always makes me wonder, I would love to find some states that got rid of that stuff. Because,
There's lots of them.
They just never put them in. I don't think they had them and took them out.
Florida had inspections. Absolutely.
And they took them out.
Yeah, I remember what the stickers looked like on my mom's 71 Cutlass in metallic racing brown with a cabrio top. I remember where the sticker was and what it looked like. Yeah.
All right, so I didn't know that.
It was in the 80s, I think.
It's so rare when a government program goes away that's making money for, the government and politicians. The bureaucrats' retirements are being funded by this.
Right. I mean, one of the most recent ones is Obamacare, right? I mean, you're forced now to fund insurance companies. Well, for my family, we've managed to figure out a way around it, and it's called Liberty Health Share. What it is, what a health share is it's an organization where people share the costs of medical care. You choose your own doctor and you choose your own hospital, but the costs are deferred in the same way that they are with insurance, except that there isn't all the overhead. They don't have the big offices and the secretaries and the glass buildings and all these things.
So it's much more affordable than insurance.
Yeah, for us, it was a bit over half of what insurance would have been for this.
No, Obamacare insurance is half the price.
Yes, we actually checked pre-Obamacare, but I don't know, about that same time. LibertyHealthShare.org. If you pay for your own insurance, you owe it to yourself to check this out, because I can say it's been working for us. LibertyHealthShare.org, 855-58-Liberty, 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org. Getting back to these driver's licenses that may not be good for domestic flights, this is from travelandleisure.com. Starting in 2016, 10 years after Real ID was instituted, travelers from five U.S. states will not be able to use their driver's licenses as IDs to board domestic flights. A pretty major development considering an estimated 38% of Americans don't have passports. I'm surprised the number's that high. That they're, what they're claiming is that 62% of Americans do have passports.
I'm not sure how this is going to play out because, I would have said the same thing about full body porno scanners in the airport, and they forced that issue in when people didn't want it. So I wonder if they're just going to play the same card of, oh, you got to do it to protect us from terrorists. And, you know, starting this year, everybody has to have a passport. It'll be this big push. And they'll let the first year or two go by.
It's 2006 that this passed. It's 10 years now.
But I don't know how that's going to work, because it's a federal deal. Like, you know, normally the state can be like, no, we're not going to play this game. We're not going to get involved. But, I guess the state can fight back by just saying, you know, I guess you guys can't fly in here.
Yep. Yeah,
and watch what happens.
The state could pull whatever licensing there is from the local airports in that state and then see. Then the FAA is going to be, they're going to flip their lid. I mean, you know, yep. And that'll force the, I don't
that'll
think.
That'll force, is, I mean, I think ultimately the power, you know, the state can veto it that way.
Yeah. This was an unfunded mandate. And here in New Hampshire, it is law that New Hampshire does not participate in it. And it's going to be very, very, very difficult for the federal government to kind of work their way around.
Well, I think there's a story about every year that says national ID is coming. And
yeah,
you're going to be forced to take it. And, you know, I've heard this crying wolf for 10 years now. So.
And the scariest thing about Real ID was is it made the whoever, I think it was the head of the Department of Homeland Security, it gave them the power to decide what was going to be the identifying factors on the driver's license. So if they wanted thumbprints, they'd be on there. Can you imagine the federal government having access to all your information? Because they lose their information as much as anybody does.
I'm surprised the thumbnails aren't on passports already.
Thumbprints? Yep.
Well, you know what really disturbed me is I hadn't been on a cruise in a long time, and I think I took one like 4 or 5 years ago. And just to get out of the country, you had to sit in front of a webcam, and they took a picture of your face. And just to leave now, you can't, like, they make you sit in front of a webcam and smile, and so they know all your comings and goings, and they run it against a computer program, and I'm sure they're, you know, checking facial recognition. And, I mean, that's really disturbing to me, that I can't just travel without being categorized.
Well, they certainly want to know where people are coming and going. Governments are always about that. And they act like they have more rights at borders.
They sure as hell heck do. They throw your rights right away. They got you in a very vulnerable position because you're coming in from another country.
You just want to get home.
You just want to get home. You're willing to put up with whatever junk that they make you go through just to get in. And if they don't, then you're stuck. You know, what are you going to do?
One of their drug dogs ate my Fritos one time coming through.
Yeah, I had one eat my banana.
Thinking government bureaucrat dog.
Beagles.
This one was a Springer Spaniel. 855-450, actually, Brittany Spaniel, excuse me. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Want gold but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year. Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.